This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. This is a conversation. I'm not even going to be in this conversation.
Why not?
Look at these crooked teeth.
They're not terribly crooked.
Yeah.
My bottom teeth are crooked.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Not really.
They're pretty crooked.
Yeah. No, they're not. Those are pretty decent, especially for not having.
Yeah, I've had no braces.
Wow.
I don't know them. Both my kids had braces. Noah had like the old school, what do you call it? Motor mouth? Or what do you call it?
Metal mouth?
Metal mouth, sorry.
Just the old school brace, the actual metal.
Well, because like he needed a tooth turned.
Mm.
Ooh.
And they had to like pull teeth and make room.
Yeah.
And do like just all the stuff. And Mia just got by with like straight up Invisalign, which was awesome. But they still hurt. Like Invisalign, they can still put the things on your teeth with Invisalign.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I had that. I had Invisalign just my senior year of high school. I had it for like 1 year.
So they still put like brackets on your teeth.
You like little bumps kind of on.
Yes.
And then it would like lock in.
And and it's like, but she, I mean, and Mia was, I mean, what a great kid. Like so many people who do Invisalign, they're like, you have to leave them in like 20 some hours a day or whatever. And it was like, she took him out to brush her teeth. And she took him out to eat and then immediately put him back. Like she was 23 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow.
I was the same way.
Like just locked in. That's why they were gone fast.
Because I'm sure she's like, I want to be done with this. So I'm going to actually do it. Because I remember the orthodontist saying that to me. Like, wow.
If you follow my instructions, you'll get out of this faster.
Yeah. And I knew I just had 1 year. And it's like, I'm going to college. I do not want to wear Invisalign.
Oh, you get in late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a senior. So I don't know why.
Oh.
I just had them. Yeah.
For Invisalign, though, that's not bad.
I know. But I just really wanted them to be done before high school. You don't want to, like, it's every 80s high school movie trope where it's like you have glasses and braces and then all of a sudden poof, senior year you like whoa, look how pretty you actually are.
Yeah, I went the other way. Senior year, like
look how ugly you was. But like here's the perplexing thing. Kids now don't want the Invisalign, they want metal mouth.
Yeah.
What?
I am happy I had metal and not Invisalign.
What?
What are you talking about? Invisalign feels like a tooth, doesn't it?
I don't know. I've never worn it.
Well, you have a night guard, don't you?
No.
Your family spent all that money on braces and you don't wear a night guard?
I used to have a permanent retainer behind my two front teeth, but they removed it and things have been fine. Mm.
Who's they?
The dentist.
The aliens. I was abducted when I was 17. No,
it was like last year that they did it.
They just took it out?
Yeah. So I had a permanent retainer back there for like 10 years.
So you had a chunk of metal on the top or the bottom?
Top.
So you don't wear anything at night?
Mm-mm.
That's my biggest.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Oh my God. I like, It's just weird as it sounds, I really want to watch you go to bed. I bet you there are 20 little steps.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Because you've admitted, I think you're a slippers guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
Do you think the slippers are part of his bedtime routine?
Yes, all of it.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like,
they get tucked under the bed. Yep.
There's other ways.
Where else are they supposed to go?
Like you're backing a car in, they're ready for you to like put your feet down into them.
Yes. How am I supposed to put them? What, put them upside down?
No,
like
you
an idiot?
Flick your footwear off no, the way in. Nicely,
they have their spot next to the backup pair. I have a problem with the night guard because I was 18 years old when I got this, and then they take them off and they're like, here's your retainer, wear it every night. You'll never get a new one.
That's exactly what they told Noah.
I have the same one.
He's got the same one. He's got an Invisalign one that he just puts in.
And I put it in the denture cleaner stuff. Angie bought like a weird, like you put it in water and it's got like a vibration. It's supposed to clean it, some little tank.
You're the reason.
Are you getting ads?
I get that ad every day now. It's like, and they show people like trying to brush it. Yes. It's like, oh, you can't get any of the gunk. And you drop it in this magical vibrating tray.
Yeah,
I don't have braces. I don't have a night guard. I don't have anything. Why am I getting that ad? Because of you.
Probably.
Searching porn on my phone.
Oh.
Or searching stuff. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Are retainers the same as night guards? Because to me, night guard prevents grinding.
They can be both.
Oh, okay.
Mine just look exactly like Invisalign. It's just a top and a bottom.
It is. In fact, my son's is Invisalign. It's made by the same company. And Mia's, like her last tray, they're just like, okay, that's your night guard. And he's like, oh.
What? That's way, how can it be clean? I've had it for 40 years. It's like,
she changed every, do you understand how far braces have come? You guys, your kids, Tiek, you're going to love this. How many times did you have to go back into the dentist while you have braces on?
Well, I had Invisalign. So just every like 2 or 3 weeks, I think, they'd upgrade you to the next thing.
With Invisalign now, they give you this thing that clips on your iPhone and you go, and you like scan your damn mouth and they go, yep, you're ready for the next tray. And then you just pop the next tray in. She had like 45 weeks worth of trays on day one. And then it was like, and she'd scan, they're like, nope, leave it in another couple days. And then a couple days later, she just scanned her own mouth. Like, you that's don't so ever cool. go see the orthodontist anymore. So that's what I don't understand. Why would you want to keep going into the dentist and having them crank on your teeth? Why would you want... Does your mouth bleed?
It can. It can
There's metal in your mouth. Gum. Of course it bleeds. When you're chewing food and it's like... Arr, arr. No?
I loved the metal braces. I don't know.
I don't get it. I remember my buddy's older sister. I remember being at his house and she was just told that she had to get braces. And she spent a whole afternoon. She had all these magazines. And every picture in the magazine, she was drawing braces on... The girl, like, I think to try to
convince herself that she wasn't going
to
be gross.
Exactly. And now kids are just wanting
you
to
desire
do
it. That.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think because when I had him, it was eighth grade, and I thought it was like, I feel like I was kind of late to getting braces, so I felt cool actually with them.
Mm.
And I got to like pick out the rubber band colors, which was really fun.
But you're bleeding profusely from the mouth.
I did not.
I have purple bands in.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.